You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and we're coming back there from another set of music featuring releases that were put out in 2024, ending off with this album that has got a lot of airplay all over and I believe was also nominated for a Polaris Music Prize, John McKeel's Hex. He always is different. And this one is a little more different because I feel like on this one he added more like kind of like trip hop even
and trip hop and dance psychedelica as well, whereas I'm used to more of a lo-fi sort of like quirky indie rock sound. It's still there, but I think it's really been fleshed out, and I think John McHale is really exploring some new interesting sonic terrain with this. We heard a track that kind of I think took us down a little bit. It's going to be a nice segue to the next set we're going to play, but we heard the beautiful track Concrete Sea.
Before that, we heard music from The Smile. This is from one of two albums they released this year, the first being Wall of Eyes and the second being Cutouts, both recorded at the same time. As mentioned, there's not enough time to play both, unfortunately, when we were putting the sets together, so we picked one from Cutouts. This was Zero Sum, and also one of the shortest songs on both of those releases.
Yeah, and, you know, if we have time, maybe we'll squeeze another one in from Wall of Eyes, we'll see. But, you know, I will argue, even though, like, people are a bit, like, you know, polarized on which is a better record, I prefer this one. I think it's funkier, a little bit looser. I like this one a lot for that reason. But both are really good records regardless. You can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah, and then prior to that, we heard a pair of tracks from Dog Day, and I realized we just mentioned a band that put out two albums we didn't have time to play, but we had Dog
Day. Well, their songs are not also 5 minutes each, so, yeah.
Their songs were much shorter. Dog Day put out an album of outtakes and unreleased tracks earlier in the year called Almost, digitally only, and we heard a track called Wouldn't It Be Nice? Sorry, Wasn't It Nice? Wouldn't It Be Nice is a different band.
That's a much more popular song, I feel.
Yeah, just a little. And Wasn't It Nice from Almost, and then we heard a track from their album proper that was released this year of new material, a t-shirt with writing on it. We heard Bordering. Prior to that, we heard music from Bad Who.
Yes, we heard Hot Dr. Pibbs, and that comes from A Run-In with Worms. And we started things off on that set with a track from Motorist from Touched by the Stuff, the track Phone Booth in the Desert of the Mind, which I think wins your award for the best album title of the year.
Song title.
Well, maybe both.
Well, the album title, it was different.
Well, so. Touched by the Stuff. Okay, maybe it wins my award for best album title. That song wins your award for best song title of the year?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there is no trophy if motorists are listening. Sorry about that. Either the band or people driving around. But however you choose to enjoy us, hopefully you can go to our website and show us some love. It's revrock.blogspot.com. There we have playlists and articles about the bands we play and the music that we love.
Coming up next, we're going to hear a trio of tracks, starting off with music from an album we've played quite a bit from, Jessica Pratt.
Yeah, and Jessica Pratt was someone whose music I was familiar with and I really enjoyed, but nothing prepared me for this record called Here in the Pitch. It is almost evocative of a lot of, I guess you could say, production touches of 60s rock and Baroque pop, and also some psychedelica. It really blew me away, and this has just been one of the strongest records of the year for me. And I decided we should maybe focus on singer-songwriters in this. It's not going to be a long set, but we're going to focus on all solo projects by artists who've all put out powerful records this year. Also expect to hear Adrian Lenker and Beth Gibbons in this set on Revolution Rock.
We'll be right back. TV, tired, bleeding on the bed.
You're listening to Revolution Rock, only on CJM 99.1 FM, or perhaps across one of the several syndicated stations that air this program. And a thank you to those stations. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. And we're just coming back from another set of releases that we liked from 2024.
Yeah, this one was a little bit of a shorter set. I just wanted to focus on some singer-songwriter records. Not something we primarily focus on here on Revolution Rock, but these ones were so exceptional. We just had to play them and definitely had to acknowledge them. Ending that off with a track from Beth Gibbons' debut solo record, Lives Outgrown. So Beth Gibbons is probably best known as the singer for the trip-hop band Portishead, and so normally I wouldn't even like assume of playing her music here just because stylistically it doesn't necessarily match what we play, but this is such a great Baroque pop, folky album. It's very dark. There's a lot of concentration and meditation on things like mortality, childhood, parenthood, what it means to be a citizen in the world right now. It's a fantastic meditative record. We heard Tell Me Who You Are Today from Lives Outgrown, again by Beth Gibbons. Another solo project coming from Adrian Lenker, probably best known as the principal songwriter and singer for Big Thief. This is their latest solo record. It's called Bright Future, and we heard the track Vampire Empire. Interestingly, this is actually a song originally done by Big Thief and then redone by Adrian on this record, and I really like this rendition of it. In fact, I think I would actually prefer this to the Big Thief version of it. And then we started things off with Jessica Pratt with her wonderful record, Here in the Pitch. It's a beautiful callback to 60s rock and pop and
soul.
It's a very echo-drenched sort of record. It feels ghostly, I think, is a good way to describe it. A very nice parallel to another record that we really love this year, Cindy Lee.
Yes. Which we're currently hearing in the background.
We are hearing in the background, yes, that we played on the previous week's episode. So, of course, you can always go to the CJM archives and check that out if you're so inclined. But with that said, we heard the track Life Is by Jessica Pratt, again from her record Here in the Pitch. And here on the show, we're talking about some of our favorite records of 2023. We're about to dive into another set, this time ending off away from the Baroque pop, away from the softer sounds, getting really hard into sounds again with Dion Lunadin, who definitely puts on one heck of a show.
That's for sure. And favorite of the show here. We've spoken with Dion several times throughout and about many of the bands he's been in over the years. And this is a new mini album, he's been calling it, called Memory Burn, that came out in the summer, I believe in July-ish. So we're going to hear a track from that. We're also going to hear stuff from the OC's latest Sorks 80. And honestly, I think you could probably pick any OC's album and find music that you like.
Yeah.
I don't understand how he can still continuously make music. When I listen to it, it's like, this is amazing, despite having like 20 albums.
I know. This year.
Maybe.
No, he's a very prolific songwriter. We're going to hear some music as well from Apollo Ghost, Sun Glaciers, and, you know, keeping in the theme of interviews, someone else who we interviewed would be Madeline Link. From PAX, yeah, and we're going to end off the set with a track from PAX's latest release, Melt the Honey. So let's get into this. Which track are we going to hear by Dion Lunadin?
Starting off with Good Times here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah. Getting it steps in. Sleep with a night guard. Dicking around on your phone. Thanks for sticking around. Is this really all there is? Slipping. Yeah.